Dark Room by Steve Mosby. Read by David Thorpe. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227. Part 1.
We just want to know what happened, the policeman says.
The little boy in front of him does not reply. He just stares down at his hands as he fidgets with them, thumbs flicking against one another. He is 8 years old, but, seated alone in the middle of the large red settee, looks much younger. They all do in here, the children. This is the comfort suite, a large room designed to look more like a lounge than a formal interview room. There are boxes of stuffed toys against one wall and tattered paper comics in a pile on the table. The boy has shown no interest in any of them. He is dressed in faded blue pyjamas and his limbs are thin as sticks. His hair hasn't been cut in a long time, an embarrassing pauper's fringe and upward curls at the back where it rests on his shoulders. From what the constable can see of his face, it is entirely blank, as though the events of the night have slapped the emotion from him. His silence, his impassivity, they hang in the air like bruises. He has been through a lot, this boy.
Can you tell us what happened?
More silence. He glances at the child protection officer, who is the only other person in the room. She is prim and efficient, dressed in a neat grey suit. Her hair is tied back in a bun.